border blow-up.
With the Homeland Security chief taking the heat.
President touts summit with North Korea.
To pursue a future of peace for the whole world.
National park closes in the shadow of a volcano.
Not letting anybody in until it's safe to do so. And right now, we don't know when that will be.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Frustration about the southern border and illegal immigration are said to have caused the latest storm in the Trump administration, and it has the Homeland Security chief in the center of it. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It was 2 days ago at a cabinet meeting.
The laws in this country for immigration and illegal immigration are absolutely horrible.
The president is said to have gone on a tirade, pointing to figures showing illegal border crossings are significantly ramping up. And the New York Times and Washington Post report the president pointed the finger at Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, demanding that she do more to control the border, even close it. Nielsen reportedly drafted a resignation letter, but her department denies that. She did issue a statement last night saying the president is, quote, rightly frustrated over the issue, blaming congressional inaction for the lack of increased border security. This week, the Trump administration announced it would adopt a new zero-tolerance policy and prosecute illegal border crossers, even if that means jailing parents and putting their children in shelters. Steve?
Arizona Senator John McCain, battling brain cancer, was the butt of a joke that fell flat at a White House staff meeting. CBS's Allison Keyes in Washington.
During the closed-door meeting, White House official Kelly Sadler reportedly mocked McCain's opposition to President Trump's CIA nominee, saying that it, quote, doesn't matter, he's dying anyway. McCain's wife, Cindy, tweeted, "May I remind you, my husband has a family, 7 children and 5 grandchildren. Senator McCain has urged his colleagues to vote against Gina Haspel for CIA director.
Cindy McCain also took aim on Twitter at a Fox TV host who didn't challenge a military analyst who said the torture worked on McCain when he was a prisoner in Vietnam. At a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, President Trump said his summit next month with North Korea's leader is designed to pursue a future of peace and security for the whole world.
You know what gets you into nuclear wars? And you know what gets you into other wars? Weakness. Weakness.
The 3 Americans released by North Korea are in good shape, says the State Department's Brian Hook.
They're trying to return to a normal life. That's going to take time. And right now, we're just taking it one day at a time.
President Trump meets today with automakers. And as we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert, there's a key issue on the table.
Carmakers go into today's meeting wary about the possible cost of fuel economy relief, a confrontation with California. Bill Ford's executive chairman of the company that bears his family name.
We are not asking the administration for a rollback. We want California at the table, and we want one national standard that includes California.
GM CEO Mary Barra telling workers this week that whatever the government decides, her company remains committed to improving fuel economy. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Now to Hawaii. CBS's Carter Evans has the latest on the forecast for a huge rock and steam explosion at the Kilauea volcano.
Experts fear it could blast boulders the size of refrigerators into the air, and the ash cloud could cover a much greater area than the current lava flow.
Bigger materials can be blasted out of the vent, and in the immediate area of the vent, it could be ballistics of several tons.
Lava levels inside the volcano's main crater have been decreasing. If more rocks and boulders fall into the crater, it could create a blockage and pressurize steam. The resulting explosion can blast rocks and ash for miles.
Also in Hawaii, access to the USS Arizona Memorial has been suspended so officials can look into the structural integrity of it. The concern comes after repairs to a boat landing ramp. Monitors in Syria say 3 southern suburbs of Damascus are back in government control for the first time in 3 years. Rebels and family members have mostly cleared out. That development comes as Israel and Iran take the measure of yesterday's military action in Syria. Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger.
The Israeli military has dubbed the operation that destroyed 50 Iranian targets in Syria the House of Cards. It took only an hour and a half for the Air Force to destroy most of Iran's military infrastructure in Syria. The Army released aerial photos of the targets, including weapons depots, logistics centers, radar, and anti-aircraft missiles.
Iran called Israel's show of force a violation of Syria's sovereignty. Here at home, four additional murder charges have been brought against the 72-year-old suspected Golden State Killer, Prosecutor Joyce Dudley.
Each of the four counts carries multiple allegations. Each of the four counts carry the potential for a sentence of life without possibility of parole or the death sentence.
Joseph DeAngelo now faces a dozen murder counts. A Florida company will soon ship self-contained portable medical clinics to Puerto Rico. CBS's Peter King says it's part of the Hurricane Maria recovery effort.
What you're sitting in right now is probably the least popular of the three trailers. This is the dental clinic.
Or at least it will be when it's done. Work crews are converting three large trailers into medical clinics. World Housing Solutions CEO Ron Benzieb.
These will operate on solar and batteries with a backup generator. They are hurricane resistant, so they'll be able to stay there in place.
They're also fully insulated.
So it's like living in a Yeti cup.
And they're smart.
Each one of these structures will actually could talk to each other and use each other's batteries as needed.
Benzieb says they should be in place just in time for the start of the new hurricane season. Peter King, CBS News, Sanford, Florida.
Well, ask anyone who's sneezing and they'll tell you spring allergy season seems worse than ever. CBS's Jim Shenevy says there's good reason.
Experts say trees are releasing their pollen earlier this year and longer, too. Significantly more pollen than a decade ago. They blame climate change in part as higher levels of carbon dioxide have put some plants into overdrive, including trees and grasses. They're now able to kick reproduction into a higher gear.
Well, the FCC has slapped its largest fine ever for the man called the King of Robocalling. Adrian Abramovich ordered to pay $120 million. He was charged with soliciting nearly 100 million people in just 3 months back in 2016. Multiple failures are blamed in a Pentagon report on the ambush last year in Niger that left four American soldiers dead. CBS's David Martin says there were training lapses and no proper command approval.
The team of American and Nigerian soldiers had been searching for a suspected terrorist for nearly 36 hours when they were ambushed. General Thomas Waldhauser, commander of U.S. forces in Africa, said it came without warning.
They had never seen anything in this magnitude, numbers, mobility, and training. It was a total tactical surprise.
The military's digital recreation shows the troops got out of their unarmored vehicles and returned fire. But realizing they were outgunned and outnumbered, they tried to drive out of the kill zone.
The U.S. and local forces were outnumbered by nearly 3-1. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 11th of May, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.